97.5, The Fanatic.
What's going on, y'all? 97.5, The Fanatic, 702 on this Football Friday that might be delayed. I'm Devon Givens with you until 10 o'clock here on this Football Friday, this Friday night. Dan Fritz is in for Tyler Zuli. He is on the other side of the glass. When you call in, say hello to Dan, and we'll have a good conversation on the air. And why do I say that? Well, we thought 7:30 for the Birds tonight in the Meadowlands against the Jets. Final preseason tune-up before the start of the regular season. Week 1, September 12th in Atlanta to take on the Falcons. Well, according to Connor Hughes of The Athletic, who covers the Jets, also an analyst and TV person for SNY's CBS New York. Well, Hughes is saying the expected start time, because it is expected to be delayed up there at the Meadowlands at MetLife Stadium, the expected start time for the Jets-Eagles preseason game is 9 p.m., and that time is fluid. He said this about 24 minutes ago, and let's see if this holds up, because now you have nothing, right? Now you have pretty much nothing tonight, except for you just hang with us here until 10 o'clock here on 97.5 The Fanatic. And by the way, the 6 o'clock hour that we already breezed through when we did the Draft Line show was brought to you by Family & Company Jewelers. Visit them on Route 70 in Marlton, New Jersey, or at familyjewelers.com, South Jersey's diamond destination. This only leads me to asking one question right away. Do you even play the game? Why would you even start them playing tonight at 9 o'clock? Look, I understand that there are some things out there where you want to... Well, of course, the players who are on the brink of making the roster, right? The final roster spots that are available to these players that have worked hard, that have put themselves in a position to work and maybe make some noise here in this final game, not just for the Jets or the Eagles, but putting something out there on film where it catches the eye of another scout, executive of one of the other teams in the National Football League that you could then maybe jump on if you get released and waived, cut by the Eagles or the Jets, that you move on and you still have an opportunity to make a squad. Well, they don't start... Expected start time, 9 o'clock. Really? I mean, for them, it would be nice. But for everyone else, it's like, for what? For what? All right, now it looks like it's being updated. 8 o'clock from Gabriella DiGiovanni here on Twitter is now saying that 8 o'clock is the expected start time for them, the Jets and the Eagles tonight. So maybe they will finally find out. Maybe they will squeeze this game in. The Jets PA, according to Jimmy Kimski, says kickoff is delayed until 8 o'clock now. So it is not 9 o'clock. So we have updated things. It looks like an 8 o'clock start for the Birds and the Jets tonight for the Philadelphia Eagles. So, if that is the case, as we have things here, what are you looking for? Final game? What do you focus on? You know the starters are not going to play. So what are you focused on here tonight? Are you focused at all on this game tonight? Are you not worried about them? Is it going to be a Phillies type of night where we're talking about the Phillies, Aaron Nola against the Braves? And you know, at one point we thought that one might be delayed because of whether it's the weather or the COVID situation now where they had to change the lineup, whatever it might be, now there are some things going on. Because now Todd Zielecki said about 12 minutes ago, Phillies announced that the game will not start until 7:30. Phillies conducting contact tracing right now after 3 vaccinated players tested positive with breakthrough COVID cases. Those 3 players, Eflin, Knapp, and Williams, are the 3 players for the Phillies at this time. So the game, it looks like 7:30 start for them, 8 o'clock start for the Philadelphia Eagles. let's just not play any of these games tonight. They're being pushed back for a reason. Okay? Let's just not play these at all. All right. Anyway, I'm just getting that off my chest. But look, the Phillies tonight, and another important game with Aaron Nola out there, 5.5 games back of the Atlanta Braves. It's not ideal right now. But look, you might have some help with the San Francisco Giants going into Atlanta. The Giants are still playing some good baseball. They just left New York where they had taken on the New York Mets, did the San Francisco Giants. They won all three of those games. They're 8-2 in their last 10. They're on the 5-game winning streak. The Braves have currently lost their last two, and it would be nice, obviously, if the Jets went in there and helped, the Giants went in there and helped the Philadelphia Phillies. But the Phillies have to do their part. We keep saying this every single time, that the Phillies must do their part in order to make it count when you get help from everywhere else. While you can't rely on it, you need the help. And if it's being offered, like the Braves losing the last two, having two nights off, a rare two-day gap where they didn't play, where you could make up some ground, pick up a game, right? You could pick up a game over these last 2 days against the Arizona Diamondbacks, and then before that, against the Tampa Bay Rays, and it just worked. It didn't work out that way, right? So, you know, this thing is just all too frustrating. That's where the conversation again went to Joe Girardi, his part in it. Dave Dombrowski, his first year on the job with the team. How much blame do you play and lay at his feet? Not much, because he did some things. You just wonder if in the next offseason he does some more things that ultimately help this baseball team out and puts them in the right spot to contend and really make a big jump next season and be a team that we think can beat the Mets, beat the Braves, and walk away from winning this division, taking the pennant and getting themselves into the playoffs. And if the division is much better overall, still fighting for a spot with the wild card. You're only going to get one. This time around, because they're too far back, both the Phillies and the Mets, unless something really happens where the Reds go on a dive, the other teams that are behind the Reds but still in front of the Phillies, they go on some type of dive. It's not going to happen for the Phillies at this time. It's just not. My opinion, my thoughts, I'm still there. Nothing has changed my mind that this is where they're going to be. They have an opportunity again tonight to go out there and pick up a win to help themselves out. Do something, right? Do something. You know they had, Joe Girardi said it already, where he said, look, we just have to win. At this point, there's not much more for it to be said. We just have to win. And that is correct. They just have to start winning. The lineup, you have to do some things. Have to help out your pitcher. Your pitcher, if your lineup is giving you runs, don't allow the other side to pick up runs in order to beat your baseball team that night. It's just very simple. It's an easy thing. It's easy math. It's easy baseball. Do that part and all is good for this baseball team. Now you have to deal with the Hoskins now being out. Eflin has been out. He's been in and out where they thought they could use him. The knee wasn't right. He's out. Now that he's placed on the IL, he was on the IL. Now it turns to the COVID IL. Now the team is affected overall. The lineup situation has to change. Knapp is the same deal. Now Realmuto, who is expected to have the night off, he now has to ramp it back up and get it going tonight. Now these delays, just not an ideal thing for the Phillies at this time. But look, what are you expecting from this team tonight? It is unacceptable if they don't win these final three games against the Arizona Diamondbacks. I don't care who is in the lineup, because you are supposed to be a better baseball team than the Arizona Diamondbacks, and it does not matter who is in the lineup right now. You are supposed to be good enough to beat that baseball team that is opposite you. Sometimes it simply happens where a team has your number, even though you are better, they have your number for whatever reason. You may take them lightly, however it goes. We talked about it before the Atlanta Hawks became this Atlanta Hawks team in the NBA, where they beat the 76ers in a 7-game series. And even right now, where they are projected to be one spot better right now in the power rankings in the Eastern Conference, according to NBA.com. Doesn't mean everybody else does, but look, it's the NBA.com, right? They have them there. The Sixers could not beat the Atlanta Hawks in the 2019-20 season for whatever reason. can't defend the perimeter, can't defend fast guards. They had issues with their speed, their youth, their shooting. They couldn't cover them. They couldn't close out. Whatever it was, right? They couldn't figure it out. They could not beat the Atlanta Hawks. Sometimes it just happens. But the Phillies are in a position right now against this Arizona Diamondbacks team where they don't have enough room for error anymore for this season. They're sitting right now at 63-64 with 127 games in the books. All right? We already know. They're less than 40 games now where they have to find a way to, again, get back on some sort of winning streak, win these series. So, all right, fine. If you lose the one against the Arizona Diamondbacks, you now have to go and win all three of these games on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. You just do. If you feel like you are still going to give yourself a legitimate chance to walk into the playoffs and have an opportunity to get in there as a division winner. Sure, as we've mentioned already, the last couple of days, we mentioned it already tonight, the Atlanta Braves have to help you out a little bit by losing. You're 5.5 games back. I get it. You're 36-28 at home. You know how to win in South Philadelphia at Citizens Bank Park. Now do it. You have to put together a complete game from pitching to the hitting. The managing has to be very good in order for them to walk away with a W at the end of the night. With Aaron Nola on the mound, as much confidence that we have lost in him over the course of the season because he just simply hasn't been trustworthy in general for the Philadelphia Phillies. But even with that being said, it's a new game. It's a new start. His last time out against the San Diego Padres, he was darn good. Wasn't he? He was darn good. So with that 8 2/3 that he pitched against the San Diego Padres, I would like to think that he can carry that over tonight for the Phillies and pick up a win over this Arizona Diamondbacks team. Sure, he's going to have to get the help with the lineup, with the bats, you know, even with the changes. You're going to need him to go out there and do his part by getting this win. In the last game against the San Diego Padres, he again pitched 8 2/3, gave up 2 hits, 3 runs, 2 of which were earned, 1 home run, 2 walks, and 11 strikeouts in that game. They lost 4-3 in the 10th inning. He played well. He did. And they took 2 of 3. You remember that Saturday game. They took 2 of 3 overall from the San Diego Padres. But for his part, again, he did pretty well. I would like to see that carry over tonight, a similar type of performance where you get your starting pitcher, your second best pitcher, into the 8th inning and see if he can hold up throughout the entirety of the game and give the Phillies a chance to win. If the game is close, like it was with Wheeler against the Tampa Bay Rays, you hope that Joe Girardi presses the right buttons, understands the moment, and makes the right decision with his starting pitcher at that time. He trusted Zach Wheeler to get out of a jam. It backfired. I hope that the lineup, again, puts up enough numbers where that doesn't have to come into play tonight against the Arizona Diamondbacks. Just hope not. But I expect, again, a strong performance, somewhere 7 to 8 innings for Aaron Nola tonight, and the Phillies beating this Arizona Diamondbacks team, picking up a W and hoping that they do get the help elsewhere for them to pick up a game over the Atlanta Braves. The Braves game starts at 7:20. That looks like that one is okay. It looks like it's going to start on time, so that's not going to be an issue for the Atlanta Braves and the San Francisco Giants. But it is a 7:20 start for them. The New York Mets, let me check them out quickly. They have already gotten underway top of the first against the Washington Nationals. So the Phillies, at least right now, appear to be the only ones that have been impacted by anything weather-related. And now, as we know, contact tracing, according to the reports, that they're just making sure everyone is okay before the first pitch, 7:30 now tonight, against the Arizona Diamondbacks. So what kind of performance are you expecting from Aaron Nola tonight, and do the Phillies win? I know it's hard to predict it, but we do that. We do talk about those things. We do predict how things will ultimately play out. What kind of performance do you expect from Aaron Nola tonight against the Arizona Diamondbacks? 610-632-0975. Devon Givens with you until 10 o'clock here on this Friday night. A very important game and a very important final three games for the Phillies against the Arizona Diamondbacks. And should they sweep this baseball team the rest of the weekend? Because I say yes. I say they have to win the rest of the weekend. They don't have much room for error when it comes to the rest of the season and what they have to do if they think they're good enough to still compete for a spot, not only in winning the division, but still finding themselves as a wild card team by picking up enough wins, going on a run at some point to pick up the W. So what do you expect from the Phillies tonight? What are you expecting from Aaron Nola tonight? And is it too much to ask for us to ask for three wins over this team Friday, Saturday, and Sunday? I don't think so. As bad as the Phillies have been, I don't think it's too much to ask for them to take these games against the Arizona Diamondbacks, because they are so important, as we know, for them to sneak into the postseason. 610-632-0975. Aaron Nola is on the mound tonight. The game is delayed, and with that being said, with the game being delayed, he will be opposite tonight Taylor Widener of the Arizona Diamondbacks. So that'll get started around 7:30. They are out on the mound warming up. We'll see how it ultimately plays out here for Aaron Nola tonight. Also, the Philadelphia Eagles, the game was supposed to start also at 7:30 as well. Well, that has been pushed back to 8 o'clock, according to reports from Jets and Eagle beat reporters who are already at MetLife Stadium for the final preseason game for the Philadelphia Eagles. No one's playing, it doesn't appear. No one's playing. Let the clock run, right? Good luck to the players who are out there and trying to make the team. Let the clock run. Just let it go. Just let the clock run. Just get this one over with, and let's just move on and get set for the start of the regular season, which will be September 12th in Atlanta against the Falcons. 8 o'clock start. It's not much we're looking for here tonight. You're looking for no injuries, maybe some sort of diamond in the rough that unleashes himself tonight and secures a spot if there's some camp battles that Nick Sirianni and the coaching staff have had their eye on throughout the entirety of training camp through the first two preseason games. And tonight, for the players that have played in those two and will play in tonight, a chance to get in there and steal a spot, steal one of those final roster spots, and step into the Philadelphia Eagles locker room for game one, week 12, or at least, you know, one of those guys that's not dressed but still part of the team. There's an opportunity there. But for us, I mean, what are you really watching for tonight? What are you paying attention to the birds for tonight? What are you looking for from your football team tonight in this final dress rehearsal for the Philadelphia Eagles as they are taking on the New York Jets? Because I got to be honest with you, right now, Just healthy. All the Eagles wide receivers, according to Jimmy Kemsky, minus Devontae Smith, will play. He's in street clothes. The others are suited up. So if I am looking for anything, I am looking for something from Rager, Travis Fulgham, who we haven't heard anything from through this training camp and preseason. I'm looking at that. I am looking at maybe something like Milton Williams on the other side, seeing what Zach McPherson is doing as a corner. But these are also the things that we wanted to see in the first two preseason games that are just simply carrying over to this final game for the Philadelphia Eagles as well. So no Devontae Smith. The rest of the wide receivers will be ready to go. What are you looking for in this Eagles game that has now been postponed until 8 o'clock, but delayed until 8 o'clock tonight, kickoff against the Jets? 610-632-0975. Dan Fritz is here. We'll get Dan's thoughts tonight. We'll get your thoughts on everything with the Birds and the Phillies. The Phillies are about to start in about 8 minutes. First pitch, Aaron Nola on the mound, and the Birds kickoff, 8 o'clock against the Jets in the Meadowlands. 610-632-0975. So we will take your phone calls during both games, get your thoughts on what is happening in the moment for the Phillies, who start first at 7:30, and the Eagles tonight at 8 o'clock, both delayed, but it looks like they will both get it in tonight here on as we talk about it on the Fanatics. 610-632-0975. I'm Devon Givens with you until 10 on this Football Friday. A frantic one already for baseball and football as well. We'll talk about so many other things tonight as we go until 10 as well. Dan Fritz in the building, 97.5 The Fanatic. All right, if you're looking for a new ride, then I've got you covered. I'm Devon Givens. Visit my friends at Grace Auto Group on Lincoln Highway, just minutes from the Northeast. Trust me. In fact, go to their website first and check out their selection of beautiful pre-owned BMWs, Lexus F-150s, Range Rovers, as well as low-mile pre-owned Hondas and Toyotas. Let's rewind for a second as I tell you about a really nice BMW that is, in fact, on the lot at the Grace Auto Group. It is a 2018 BMW X6 xDrive 35i. Fantastic. It's a beauty. Black on black outside, black rims, black body in general, red interior, red leather interior. I saw it. It's tremendous. Just a little over 40,000 miles on this vehicle. And again, don't worry. I'll tell you why in just a second, because you are covered here with Dan and the guys at Grace Auto Group as they operate this family-owned dealership with pride. They stand behind every premium pre-owned car with a free 3-month powertrain warranty provided by Ally Premier Protection, plus a free 24-month Ally prepaid maintenance plan. And they make financing so easy, no hassle. As a Capital One preferred dealer and over 24 lenders on board, they will get you in a car regardless of your credit. 99-point inspection on every vehicle sold and a 4.7 Google rating. Grace Auto Group has your next premium pre-owned car. Just visit graceautopa.com. Check out the inventory. And while you do that, there is a $500 right now, $500 off now till Labor Day on any car on the lot if you mention, of course, that I sent you, okay? $500 off any car on the lot. Check out the inventory at graceautopa.com. That's Grace Auto Group on Route 1 in nearby Morrisville, PA, just minutes from Northeast Philly and Trenton.
97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
97.5 The Fanatic.
731 97.5 The Fanatic. 610-632-0975. Devon Givens hanging out with you until 10 on this Friday night. Dan Fritz also here hanging out behind the glass. 610-632-0975 as we talk Phillies and Eagles. Phillies just getting underway. A little bit of a delay because of the contact tracing that they now have within their clubhouse. So they wanted to make sure everything was squared away with their team overall. And then the Philadelphia Eagles, where they were dealing with weather situations. If you all know, being out there, up and down here, the East Coast, a little bit of some bad weather. So it was also the case up there in Jersey/New York. And that's where they are right now. That's why things have been slowed down a bit for the Birds and the Jets tonight. So again, 610-632-0975, asking what type of game you're looking for from Aaron Nola tonight, being that he's in a spot where they need to win tonight. They need to win this weekend, and they need to have it start somewhere. So why not start against this Diamondback squad with Aaron Nola on the mound, who did have a good game against the Padres last weekend, 6 days ago. Let's see if he can duplicate that. Elbow Shaferi, maybe not so much. Says, fade Nola every way possible tonight. Bet with the humidity, he'll be fighting with his grip on the ball and then be out of the game by the end of the fifth. And that is Elbow Shaferi here on Twitter talking about Aaron Nola. Well, I mean, look, that is part of his overall scouting report, if you will, as you've looked at him over the course of the years and dealing with that. It is hot out there today, hot out there tonight, still warm and humid. Maybe that will be the case. But I do want Brian, though, I want him to definitely go much deeper because they need this one, man. They need this one in the worst way if they are still going to have a fighting chance in getting in. And they are going to have to fight for that chance to get in with the 5.5 games back that they are behind the Braves in the division and 6 overall behind the Cincinnati Reds for the second wild card spot in the National League. So they need him to have a big game and follow that up with some run support from the lineup in general. Marty on the cell quickly asks, oh, he asked about a Drew Holiday, compare Drew Holiday's game to Malcolm Brogdon's. Well, Drew Holiday is a much better defender. Brogdon is a good defender. Drew Holiday is a much better defender, all league defender. And that's where he is so disruptive on that side, Marty, that he can change the game like we saw in the NBA Finals against Devin Booker, a little bit with Chris Paul, where he can take guys out of the game the way that he does. And that's what makes Drew Holiday's game comparable to Malcolm Brogdon's, but better. And he can shoot now. The ability to get to the basket is there for Drew Holiday. I think that's what really separates the two when you ask that question, Marty. So Marty asked that question. I wanted to make sure we shared that one. And that's my opinion when we talk about Drew Holiday and Malcolm Brogdon. Always like a out of the box question for the show. Always like that. Always like that. Well, okay, all right. 610-632-0975 as we get ready for the Birds. And as we talk about the Birds a little bit against the Jets tonight, I don't expect much, clearly, because we've already heard that there won't be many of players in the game that we are expecting to see, any of the people that we want to see. We're not going to get the ones that we want. But even with that, you always watch football. This is that fourth and final preseason game, but instead it's the third. But it looks like they're going to handle it like they handle these fourth and final preseason games where you don't see anyone. Are you okay with Jalen Hurts getting the amount of snaps that he has had thus far through the preseason, only in the first game against the Pittsburgh Steelers? A lot of people are not. Some people are fine. Tyler definitely is okay with it. I don't want to see them out there. There's no reason for me to see them out there. I don't want to see anybody out there and risking injury. And that's where the conversation goes a lot when we talk about the preseason. My comeback as someone who has normally been on the side of let the players play because we need to find out, right, what's going on. This is a tune-up. Preseason games have always been there. Yes, you have practice during camp, the training camp. Now you have the joint practices. And the coaches and the players and the scouts and the executives, they see a lot. But is it enough to say that you're ready for week number one? Normally I'm on the side of, I don't need to see them. I mean, I want to see them. Tonight I don't need to see them, especially if the weather is bad. They have to do something to the turf, the field in New York. There's no reason for them to be out there tonight. So tonight I'm not upset that they're not playing. And it is tough to say it for this reason. It's tough to say it for this reason because you want the chemistry to be right. You want them to be able to develop something. The young receivers, the young quarterback, the new head coach, young coaching staff. You want them to be able to develop something. You do. You want them to have more snaps that they've had so far through this preseason. It has just been weird. And that's why I am on the side of, I'm all right with them. Just let this go. Just let it be what it is. You better be right, because when the season does get underway, if this is sloppy, unorganized, you see some things that are really ridiculous for a week one team, you're going to have mistakes. The offense might be behind the defense, vice versa. it might work out that way. But overall, if we see those things, you've put yourself in this position to be ridiculed, to be called out, if it does turn out to be just like that. A lot of questions not answered. You're going to get attacked, and rightfully so, because of the way that you handle this preseason. Last night we asked, has Nick Sirianni handled this preseason properly? Has it been done the right way? Most people be like, nah, you know, it's up in the air. This has been a different type of preseason. It has. Because of the injuries, because of the shortened preseason now with one less, it is a little different. I know it. You know it. I know it. It is a little bit different. Where I'm actually saying I'm okay with them not being out there on the field. It is. I mean, I wanted to see everybody. I wanted to see them much, much more. But we haven't gotten to that point where we are going to see much, much more. So I've accepted it for what it was. Am I happy about it? No, but I've accepted it and said, so be it. You better be right. You better be ready week one against Atlanta. Atlanta's not a really good football team. Are they a team, yes, that people have talked about could come out of nowhere and maybe put up some wins? You've got your eye on them saying, you know what? Sneaky good team. Last year, they lost a lot of close games. They are the ones that people looked at really and said, remember when they were up by two scores and they gave up the lead and they eventually lost it? They were in those games. They should have had way more than four wins a season ago, did the Atlanta Falcons. But guess what? They didn't. They didn't. There were points during the Eagles season where we saw stuff, and when we saw things during the season, it's like, man, they should have won that game. Man, they should have won that game that they tied. Right? Man, they should have won that game. Man, they should have won the other game. That's what we were doing last year. Well, you know how we do it. We analyze as we see it. And when we saw it and we analyzed it, we said this team should have way more than four wins at this point. Every time out we talked about it, there was a reason why we thought they should have won. They're on par with that Atlanta Falcons team. And being on par with that Atlanta Falcons team, that means that they actually should be in a position to win week one. They should. Sirianni has also talked about, after not doing a lot in the preseason for others to see, they feel like that they should be pretty good by week one, where they're going to surprise some. Hope so. Hope that's the case, because we haven't seen anything in the preseason. They've seen and they're comfortable with whatever they saw during training camp and these joint practices. Whatever it is, they better be right. All right? All right, so how are you evaluating tonight? What are you looking for tonight? Are you actually going to watch it tonight now that it's pushed back to 8 o'clock and evaluating this football team? As it has been mentioned already, Jalen Hurts not playing. Most of the starters not playing. Devontae Smith, he is also not playing, but the rest of the wide receivers are dressed, so it appears they're going to get some snaps. What are you looking for from them tonight? Do you even want them to play at this point for Nick Sirianni's club here tonight? 610-632-0975. We'll get to Dan Fritz. We'll get Dan's thoughts on both the Phillies and the Eagles. We'll update you on the Phillies as they go along. And as always, we'll go around the Major League Baseball, specifically the National League East, and see where things are happening, see how things are happening, see where things are playing out with the Braves, the Nationals, and, of course, the New York Mets. Not so much the Marlins, unless they're playing one of the other teams in a division. All right, 610-632-0975. Let's go to the phones and start things off tonight. I've talked enough. Let's get some people in here. And we want to start with this one. Not a Phillies call tonight. Let's start off with the Eagles. We'll get to the Phillies as well. Let's go to D in Fort Washington starting things off tonight here on the Fanatic. D, how you doing?
I'm good, sir. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good, man. What are you making of the birds right now?
Yeah, we're looking at this the wrong way.
Okay.
Everybody's saying Kansas City's playing their players and Tampa Bay's playing their starters. Yes, because they cannot afford to get off to a slow start. One or two bad losses to a good team means no playoffs or no home court advantage. So we're not shooting at the same baskets as they are. Our whole purpose this year is to evaluate Jalen Hurts. So now if he plays into the second quarter, and now he gets tackled, and he gets a high ankle sprain. Now, the next day, they say Jalen Hurts is out 6 weeks. And then the next day, the Jets put out a press conference and say the guy that tackled Jalen Hurts is cut because he was a fourth stringer playing with his hair on fire because he wanted to make some noise. It doesn't make sense.
Well, let me go on the other side, D. This is football. Injuries can happen in week one, first snap. It doesn't matter.
But okay, if that's going to be it, then let it be it. But don't shoot yourself in the foot before you even get a chance to play what you're trying to do.
What you're trying to do is evaluate them against someone else that's not your team. And I understand that they had the joint practices to do that. But we've been watching preseason football for years.
And you know what? You can wait 2 more weeks to see what this dude look like. The point is, we want to see him through the whole year to see, do we have to spend 3 first rounds on a quarterback or not? But if he goes into that season unhealthy and not at his best and then trying to come back too soon, and then, you know, you're going to press, and with a high ankle sprain, you're never the same, you don't get a chance to evaluate what your whole plan was.
I look at it, again, going on the other side, look at it a little differently. I actually don't have a problem this time around. But normally, D, I am on the other side where I want to see the players out there. I want to see them getting some work in because I do want them to be sharp. Even when you're evaluating, look, you're evaluating your young players. Tua, who was a first-round selection last year for the Miami Dolphins, did not have a really good season a season ago for the Dolphins. He's played in the preseason, and they also need to evaluate him. They were evaluating him enough where there were the questions of were they taking a quarterback still in the top six when they were in the draft before they made the move with the Eagles and, you know, all that stuff. There was still talk that they might take a quarterback even though they made a deal last year to get to a season ago. So that's the tough part of your argument where you're always evaluating players to look at and see that there's a possibility of them being replaced by someone better.
We have quarterback issues, so what Miami eat don't make us okay. We can't be worried about what Miami does.
You know that doesn't fly. You know that doesn't.
We can't worry about what other teams are doing.
I was giving you an example of what other teams are doing, not that the Eagles have to do the same thing. I'm saying that happens in the NFL.
I would feel much better if they give this guy every opportunity to go in there and be healthy. And then if you put him in there and that long, then you have to keep your offensive lineman in that long, which makes them at risk as well.
Well, they don't have to play much because, to your point, if you want to go that way, they have already proven who they are.
No. You cannot have your number one quarterback out there without his number one protector.
I agree. I'm saying if they're out there, he needs to be out there with them. When they come out, he needs to come out. But what I'm saying is if they're not playing, I mean, we don't need to see much for them. They're only out there to get the reps and, of course, protect their number one to have him, to your point, healthy for the start of the season.
So if you see him almost a half, that means Lane Johnson's out there almost a half. That means Brandon Brooks is out there almost a half. So now that means...
Not all the time, D. Thanks for the call, man. Appreciate it. Only because if you trust who your backups are and you feel like your depth at the offensive lineman position from tackle to center to guard, that you feel that they're good enough, then you can have those other guys out there doing certain things like simply running the football where the quarterback is not getting hit, short out routes to the wide receiver where the quarterback is not getting hit. The offensive linemen, the backups, you also need them sometimes too because offensive line, as we saw last season, they don't always hold up either. Lane Johnson out. Brandon Brooks out a lot the last couple of seasons. We know how good he is, but out. Sam Alu, out. Man. 610-632-0975. You don't do what other teams are doing, but the entire league does it. You evaluate. That's why you have preseason. From tonight against the Jets, where they want to get a good look at their potential franchise quarterback, don't they? Don't they want to see who Wilson is? Don't they want to see how good he might be for this football team, Zach Wilson? Sure, he was drafted as the franchise quarterback, so they want to get them the snaps, but he is still the franchise quarterback, so you don't want to get him hurt, D, like you pointed out. But in order for you to get a glimpse, to get an idea of who he is, even with the joint practices, you put him out there and you let him play. Zach Wilson is playing tonight. He is. So, just because Jalen Hurts was a second rounder means that he can't play? Of course not. Zach Wilson, sure. Top three pick. Fantastic. But okay. So you get, I've already seen Trevor Lawrence was out there. Zach Wilson was out there. Tua has been out there. I can check and see if Justin Herbert has played at all. I can check to see if we already know that Trey Lance has played. Justin Fields has been on the football field as well. We can go down up and down the line. Mac Jones is in the competition with I guess he's getting a lot of snaps in the preseason. You're not doing it because others are doing it. You're doing it because that's what the NFL does, period. And as you said, you want your guy out there to evaluate him for 16. You can also evaluate him in the preseason to see how he handles that. Those few snaps, get him out. Saw it in week one. Saw week one of the preseason against the Steelers. He took the 10 snaps. He got out of the game. He took the 10 snaps. He got out. Okay? He was going to get some snaps last weekend against the New England Patriots until he fell ill. Okay. So we didn't get enough last week. Maybe give him a couple of snaps tonight. Should they? Maybe. I'm not making a big deal about it. Been a weird one. 610-632-0975. Devon Givens with you until 10. Talking some birds. They get ready to start. Kickoff, 10 minutes. Pushback, delayed because of weather. Against the Jets tonight on the road, final preseason game. So they will get started, kick off at 8 o'clock. We'll evaluate them in the game. So don't forget, if you want to call in during the game, we are here. We'll take your phone calls. If they look sloppy, let us know they look sloppy. If they look good, let us know what you're seeing, why they look good, what you're excited for in a couple of weeks against the Atlanta Falcons, because J.J. Arcega-Whiteside is lighting up the New York Jets. Or maybe you feel like it doesn't matter that J.J. Arcega-Whiteside is lighting up the New York Jets because he won't do it in the regular season. Whatever it is, let us know in game. 610-632-0975. Phillies also in action tonight. Aaron Nola on the mound against the Arizona Diamondbacks. They have Friday, Saturday, and Sunday against this baseball team. Folks, they need to win all three. I know it might be asking a lot since they are now a below 500 team. They need to take all three of these games if they want to give themselves any chance to stay within arm's reach of the Atlanta Braves and the Cincinnati Reds in the wild card, six games back right now, to find their way into the postseason. I know we're hanging by a thread as we talk about this, but they're still playing. So we talk about them getting to the playoffs. We got to talk about it. 610-632-0975. We'll start the Eagles conversation a little bit more on the other side, the 8 o'clock hour. We get Dan's thoughts on both the Phillies and the Eagles as we go along. 610-632-0975 as we talk to you until 10, 97.5 The Fanatic.
97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
97.5 The Fanatic.
Welcome back. The 8 o'clock hour. 97.5 The Fanatic. 610-632-0975. The 7 o'clock hour that we just left was brought to you by the Grace Auto Group for low mileage Acuras, Lexus, BMWs, and F-150s. Visit graceautopa.com. Again, Grace Auto Group. On Route 1 in Morrisville, PA, just minutes from Northeast Philly and Trenton. Don't forget, Now through Labor Day, $500 off any car on the lot. And just tell them Devon sent you. Check it out on the website. Look at the inventory. Go get it done. All right. I told you about the BMW 2018 Black on Black. It's fantastic. Red interior. Slick. Go get it. And then tell me about it. Come by. Let me see it. Even though I've seen it already, I want to see you driving it, and you can take me on a ride around the neighborhood and all of that cool stuff. All right, 610-632-0975. Dan, we haven't gotten your thoughts on all of these things. Dan Fritz again, and on this Friday night for Tyler Zuli. So, Dan, as we look at, number one, start with the Phillies. Phillies right now, we know they are a game under 500 at this point. Very disappointing how things have been for them. 2-8 in their last 10. It's just been ridiculous, the terrible run that they've been on. But with that, they are right now still 5.5 games back, 6 overall for the wild card behind the Reds. And now dealing with the Reese Hoskins issue where he's done for the season. Now the COVID list that they have 3 players on their COVID list at this time. What do you make of the Phillies right now and this weekend? For me, again, must win all 3.
Oh, yeah, must win all 3, but will they win all 3? Can they win all 3? Just during the last break, what did both you and I just do in our respective studios? What did we turn on?
The Philadelphia Eagles.
We turned on the Eagles. As was said earlier today, I will still be with the Tunis train, but as he put it, it's in the garage. There's plenty of stuff ordered. We'll be in the bar car until the season is absolutely over. But I don't think... I got a funny feeling the Phillies are going to put together another little run like they do, just enough to keep you coming back, and then they're going to smack the wall.
But will they put together that run and keep you engaged? You know what? I think people at this point, as much as we talk about it and as much people are disgusted by their play, I don't even know if the Phillies can pull people back in. I don't.
I really don't think so. I mean, myself personally, I will still watch. I will still listen. I listen to more games than I watch. It's just my thing. I like more for radio. But if you wanted to summarize
but
the
in
whole...
in this case, you watch it.
Well, in this case, I'm watching. Right. I go to other places where I can listen to. And it was funny just listening to the radio broadcast. There was more energy from a group of kids that were nearby that the microphone just happened to pick up than you heard in the whole building the whole time. And I'm like, man, that just sums it up. So like Tuna said earlier, you still want to go out to the ballpark. The ballpark itself was a great time.
I haven't been all season.
I have not had a chance
and again,
to go all season.
A lot
season.
Of those are happening while I'm here. So
correct.
I can't go.
Correct.
Weekend.
I'm either here or my other job, so... having the opportunity to go has been very few and far in between. But, I mean, outside of that, I just think the last straw was Reese Hoskins being done, and now he's got to go out for surgery. I think that was it. Tonight's COVID incident, as far as people being put on that IL, it's just a little more dirt to the hole. It's just... I don't think it's going any further. So no. Now, I mean, we're watching the Eagles, and the Eagles just, Flacco just...
He hit Boston Scott.
He hit Boston Scott, so 6-0 Birds.
Out in the flat really fast, a third down conversion, caught out in the flat, made the first defender miss as he went down the sideline. He gave a little juke to the inside, enough to throw the DB, I believe it was a DB off, and then if he kept his feet in, he made it to the end zone. Yeah, he really threw that DB
that
or
nice.
Linebacker off. Where he shook him and found his way into the end zone, 4-6, and the Philadelphia Eagles now lead 6-0, scoring on their first possession tonight against the New York Jets. I don't know if that's Jake Elliott. That is not Jake Elliott, I don't think. And the Birds are now up 7-0 early on in this contest against the New York Jets. 610-632-0975. So, folks, as these scoring opportunities happen, again, maybe not much to take away from it, but we haven't seen Boston Scott look that good. He has been on the bubble a little bit because of them drafting Kenneth Gainwell in the 4th round. Very promising. Jordan Howard here as well, where you have to look at the running back situation and how they're going to play things overall. They're going to keep those 4 backs on the roster? Are they going to go with three? What are they going to do? Boston Scott definitely making a case for himself by making a play right now with Joe Flacco, hitting him in the flat and making a defender miss, taking it down the right sideline for a score, and making a miss with a sick move, a little wiggle to the inside to throw him off a little bit, and then taking it to the house down the right sideline. So your thoughts on what just happened? Bird's now up on the Jets 7-0 after Boston Scott score. 610-632-0975. You just saw the play happen on the replay. It was a really sick play. It was a good move.
It was. It was a nice move, good route, nicely executed, good first drive for the Eagles to come up. But coming into tonight, and watching the broadcast, they put up a stat in that, no, for Jalen Hurts, only two series, 3 of 7, 54 yards, 4 yards rushing.
Yep.
That's Jalen Hurts' preseason. Now, don't get me wrong. I am wholeheartedly in the last preseason game. You probably don't want to risk the injury. You want to make sure your troops are healthy, because it's not like they're not going to be doing any – not going to be doing a thing between now and Atlanta, but still you want to have everybody squared away. But looking at that statistic for Jalen Hurts, and this is your franchise quarterback, this is your starting quarterback, I'm not sure how to process that. Yes, we've all been used to 4 games preseason. Now we got to do 3 games, but I think I wanted to see a little more of the first team. And not necessarily a full half, not necessarily at max maybe a quarter, but at least give me more than 2 series. And for a quarterback, 3 of 7. Either Nick Sirianni is going to be a very good poker player, or we may be in for a rough year.
Oh, it might be. Might very well be. Again, 610-632-0975. Phillies at this time, they are still scoreless against the Arizona Diamondbacks through this is the bottom of the second right now, so we'll see what happens here. But Aaron Nola so far doing his job against Widener and the Arizona Diamondbacks. 610-632-0975. Birds up 7-0, doing their part to start off the game. Interesting note, well, not interesting note, but Andre Dillard started at left tackle tonight. No Jordan Mailata. I think we already know where that's going. Even when Nick Sirianni says that it is still no starter to be named yet for the Philadelphia Eagles, I think we all know at this point what the situation is going to be. Jordan Mailata will be the starting left tackle for the Philadelphia Eagles for the 2021 campaign, not Andre Dillard. But let's see how Andre Dillard performs tonight against this Jets defense, because Is this a situation for him where he is going to put himself just one game, right? It doesn't make or break a situation, but this one game, does he put himself in a position where he is in the good graces of the coaching staff, feeling much better, looks good enough where another team is keeping an eye on Andre Dillard to see how good or bad he looks? And if he looks good, they have a situation and their organization along their offensive line where they need a left tackle, and you're talking about one that's young and can be still groomed. That is going to be one to pay attention to tonight for the Eagles offense, with Andre Dillard at left tackle for Nick Sirianni's offense and protecting Joe Flacco. Now, as we get ready for the defense to come on the field, again, we'll pay attention to Milton Williams and some of the others, McPherson, and see what some of the linebackers who will be out there. You have already seen where TJ Edwards has played well so far for the Eagles defense. Defensively for the secondary, there are a lot of questions. Mark, with Epps being out there a lot, injuries that have already happened so far for Kayvon Wallace in the back end of that defense in the secondary. Some other names that are along the defensive line that you want to pay attention to. Alex Singleton, I hope, I haven't seen if he's starting not tonight. Hope he's not playing, because, look, that's one of the ones that has played well enough where you've seen enough from the preseason games, and I'd imagine that they've seen enough from their training camp and their practices, the joint practices as well, where they feel comfortable with who Alex Singleton is as one of their main linebackers to go with Eric Wilson in the middle of the Eagles defense. So we'll keep an eye on that as the game goes along. Again, you can call in during the game. Let us know what you see. I do want to see Zach McPherson and see what he does tonight, maybe with some more snaps out there against this Jets team. And if Wilson, who I can't tell if is the starting quarterback, you're going up against a young guy who is very talented, and see what happens. See what happens. But it doesn't look like he's playing either as we try to evaluate. And again, my apologies, because I always tell you guys when we are doing this type of show, as we're watching the game, keeping an eye on the game, trying to see what's happening, I can't really see from my vantage point in the studio. It's tough because of the cameras in here that are blocking the vision, the television. So I can't really see it. I'm looking through the cameras and all just to kind of get a sense of who's playing, who's not playing. But it does not look like Zach Wilson started this game for the Jets. So he is not playing. I'll just refresh Twitter here and find out exactly what is what. But, you know, it doesn't look like that's the case for them. So 610-632-0975. I'm Devon Givens with you tonight until 10 o'clock here on 97.5 The Fanatic. This Football Friday. Birds in New York, Meadowlands, New Jersey, to take on the Jets. No starters for the Jets either. No starts for the Philadelphia Eagles. But they did score on their first possession. Boston Scott takes it to the house on a pass out to the flat on the third down from Joe Flacco. And with that one, they're up 7-0 over the Jets early on after their first series, their first possession in the first quarter. But right now, the Jets are driving. They're already, it appears to be, in Philadelphia Eagles territory, where they picked up a third down against the Philadelphia Eagles. And we're somewhere around the 30-yard line right now for the Birds against the Jets right now. 25-yard line for them now in the Eagles territory as they try to get some points on the board. Michael Jaquette looked like on the coverage as they picked up the first down for the New York Jets. Again, 610-632-0975. The Phillies, as we go back and forth here with both teams tonight, it was already scoreless through the middle, the bottom of the second. Now a runner still on first, two outs for the Phillies against the Arizona Diamondbacks right now, where hopefully they can get some things going, get themselves a few more runs on the board, get some runs on the board, score first, and walk away with a victory tonight with Aaron Nola up at the plate right now. Maybe he can help himself out right now, batting 158 on the season. Let's see if he can knock in an RBI here by getting an extra base and have their base runner extend things and get around the bases and get home for a score tonight against the Arizona Diamondbacks. We'll keep you monitored on that one, along with the Eagles and the Jets tonight as well, right here on 97.5 The Fanatic. So a little Sixers news a little bit earlier. They did waive veteran forward Anthony Tolliver. Tolliver, as many of you know, brought in after the trade deadline, right around the buyout period, late in the season, to be a stretch player. He was brought in on a 10-day contract, stuck around for a second 10-day contract, ultimately signed for the remainder of the season. So Daryl Morey, Elton Brand, and the front office decided that today they were going to move on from Anthony Tolliver. They have moved on from him at this time, so he will not be on the roster this season. And they now have, as I look at things, let me check this out. I believe they have one roster spot now available for the team at this time, as the Philadelphia 76ers waived Anthony Tolliver. I just want to check it out just to make sure I am correct with that one, that they moved on from Anthony Tolliver. I have to check it and look at it overall, just to look at the numbers, see where the roster is, and make sure that when it comes to the 17, that he is no longer here. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14. So 14 plus. We're expecting them to sign Charles Bassey, their second-round pick from Western Kentucky. that would be 15. And then your two-way contracts are Aaron Henry and who was the second two-way contract? Because it wasn't Bassey. Oh, they brought in the guard from Charlotte. Oh, what's my man's name? The guard from Charlotte that they brought in on the other two-way contract that they had available. Oh, man, it's going to drive me crazy if I don't get his Grant Riler, who was with the Charlotte Hornets last season. He was the other two-way contract. So right now, 14 players for the Philadelphia 76ers. Anthony Tolliver is now moved on from. So we'll see what they do with that one. There's a report out there that the Philadelphia Eagles might pay attention to what Memphis is doing and see if they will go after Rajon Rondo as a pickup for them as well. So we'll see that and these minor moves that happen throughout the remainder of the season. The Jets are now on the board as well. Nice fade route. I can't see who scored, but I did see Michael Jaquette was on the defensive side. He was scored on this quick fade back of the end zone. Jets now on the board 6-7-6 Birds, and with this field goal, they have actually tied the score at 7. So both teams scored on their first possessions, and they both get into the end zone and execute the extra points. 7-7 is the score right now for the Eagles and the New York Jets. 610-632-0975. Devon Givens again with you here on 97.5 The Fanatic. And we'll talk about the Phillies, who are now getting ready to start off the third inning scoreless against this Arizona Diamondbacks team and see where things go from there. If you are just tuning in tonight, late start for both as far as the Phillies. Late start because contact tracing has hit the clubhouse and the locker room for the Philadelphia Phillies. Andrew Knapp, Luke Williams, and Zach Eflin. Three players who are now on the COVID IL. Three players who have been vaccinated, but the breakthrough got to those guys. And with that, they are now on the IL, the COVID IL for the Philadelphia Phillies. So Andrew Knapp was scheduled to play. He was going to bat eighth tonight for JT Realmuto. That was changed, obviously. JT Realmuto is in the lineup. He is batting fourth, catching for Aaron Nola tonight as well. So that was the news there. Yesterday, you already know about Rhys Hoskins and Hoskins being down for the remainder of the season, according to him, because of the abdominal issue that he has sustained and is going to cause him to miss the rest of the season. So he's going to have surgery at some point. So now he's going to be out, making things that much more difficult, a little harder, for this baseball team to make the playoffs. They are 5.5 games back of the Atlanta Braves for the division crown, 6 games back for the second wild card behind the Cincinnati Reds. So while we'll continue to monitor all of those things, they are really up against it at this time as they try to make the postseason. So that's where we were with them. Late start for the Philadelphia Eagles, 8 o'clock kickoff tonight in the Meadowlands against the Jets because of the weather. So that's why we are starting late with the Birds. And right now, both teams have started things off getting into the end zone, scoring touchdowns with both. Boston Scott for the Philadelphia Eagles with a very good move against the Jets defender, making him miss out in the flat in some space, went down the sideline, and got to the end zone 4-6 for the Philadelphia Eagles. Back to the baseball, when we look at what's going on around the division, Washington Nationals helping out, beating the Mets right now 2-0 in the top of the third. As far as the San Francisco Giants and the Atlanta Braves, San Francisco also bottom of the first. Right now, they're up 2-0 on the Atlanta Braves at this time. And the Braves do have the bases loaded as well with two outs. So let's see if the Giants can get out of this mess. Posey homer to right to start off the game for the San Francisco Giants to give them a two-run lead. And right now, the bases are loaded for the Atlanta Braves. And let's see if they can, again, shut things down and not let them get on the board. Keep that lead, Giants. Thank you. And help out the Philadelphia Phillies. All right, 610-632-0975. We'll come back. We'll take your phone calls here as we go along and have this conversation about the Birds, keep you updated on what's going on there with Joe Flacco under center in this final preseason game. Phillies as well. And quickly here on Twitter, we got a message from Reggie, a tweet here from Reggie on Twitter that says, in my opinion, preseason is pointless. Never care one bit or watch one quarter of a preseason game my whole life. Well, we do. I don't care if the Eagles play or not. The starters don't get the point of the 08 Lions going undefeated in the preseason, winless during the season. Who cares? Well, I mean, look, you're just trying to get something going. You're trying to develop something, that chemistry, the camaraderie, right? You need everything to be on point when you're out there on the field. So many things are bang, bang. So much is important for these teams to get these things under control and get these things right by the start of the season. That's what they use the preseason for. It's fine. You don't watch it. You don't have to watch. It's all good. But others watch it. I watch it. Dan watches it. We all watch it outside of you, Reg. We may not put in as much stock in it as others do. Like, I know Tyler Zuli doesn't like to have the starters out there, but he watches it. He watches it. Just make sure that they're sharp by game one against the Atlanta Falcons, an opponent that you believe in that game is winnable. You need to start off things the right way against that football team. 610-632-0975. We'll come back. We'll update you on what the Birds are doing, the Phillies, obviously, and get into a few other things just around the leagues in general and touch up on some other news that is out there in the sports world with the Sixers as well. 610-632-0975. I'm Devon Givens, hanging out with you until 10 on this Football Friday. 97.5 The Fanatic.
97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
97.5 The Fanatic.
8:30 here on this Football Friday, 97.5 The Fanatic, 610-632-0975. I'm Devon Givens with you. Dan Fritz over there behind the glass hanging out with us as well at 9:45. Dan stepping in for Tyler. We'll have the leftovers tonight. I can't wait to hear the stories that Dan shares with us here this evening as we talk about a few different things, whatever Dan throws at us here at 9:45. 610-632-0975. While we were gone, the Philadelphia Eagles got into the end zone again. This time, it was the other running back, the aforementioned Kenneth Gainwell, gets into the end zone on a nice drive overall by the Eagles. I saw that they had a penalty on a Gainwell run, Gainwell run. A Jets defender was a little too extra and slammed him, basically slammed Gainwell. And when they slammed Gainwell onto the turf, they picked up the penalty and they extended the drive. A couple of good passes from Flacco. I saw to John Hightower. I'm not sure who else received the pass. Maybe Gainwell, but he had a nice run as well. And then he found himself into the end zone. So your scores from your two change of pace backs, Boston Scott with the first, Kenneth Gainwell with the second, but his on the ground, Scott's through the air. Birds up 14-7 at this time in the second over the New York Jets. Zach Berman says the offensive line tonight, Dillard, Toth, Herbig, Opetta, and Driscoll. So with those being the offensive line right there, you know, hey, nice job. First two series, Joe Flacco under center. Nice two series from the backup offensive lineman to lead the team down and get two scores, and both running backs cashing in with the scores now 14-7 at this time. Phillies still scoreless. still scoreless. Last time I checked, Gene Segura got a single. He was on, and that's where we left things. So far with the offensive line looking pretty good for the Eagles. Andre Dillard looks like he's holding up all right. So let's see where things continue for him this evening as well for the Eagles offensive line. I'm curious how many snaps, I mean, how much time, how much game time he'll actually get tonight since he has not been out there as much with his injury, the little injury that he sustained, which caused him to miss some time. Curious to see how much time Andre Dillard gets for the Birds tonight. Yeah, curious.
Yeah, should see you. While you're checking out the Eagles, I've got the Phillies on the other side. Like you said, runner on first, Harper with a 3-0, one out. We're bottom three.
All right, bottom of three, no problem. Let's look again. Nola's doing his part. The offense has to find a way to put some points on the board, man. I mean, some runs on the board. I mean, my goodness. He's doing his job. Do yours. I know you can't light everything up, and these are professionals all up and down for everyone. But my goodness, okay? Can you get the man a run? Can you get the man a run? Man.
Can you get him a run early?
Now, yes.
Yeah. Yeah. Not now, right now.
Yeah. Yeah.
My goodness. As I say it, right now, two-run homer, Bryce Harper.
Well, there you go. See, you star doing star things. That's what I'm saying. All right. That's what I'm talking about. That's what I like to see. Bryce Harper knocking in the first runs of the game, up to nothing on the Arizona Diamondbacks right now over the for the Philadelphia Eagles. Man.
So let me ask you this real quick, only because I'm watching him, Bryce, circle the bases. Are you in or out with the new LED lighting and how they have it flashing and all over the place?
In here?
No. Oh. At the stadium.
Oh, see, again, I don't see it as much because we don't watch being in here, so I don't get to see it as much.
Okay, when was the last time you were at Citizens Bank Park?
Oh, it's been a while.
Okay.
Yeah, so go ahead. Share with us then.
Well, so like here, home run, and they don't flash them all, but they're like, they'll take a couple of banks within the bed of that and kind of do it. And I hate to say it, you know, the first time I saw it was at Yankee Stadium. So I don't know. In, would you be out? I guess you would have to see it and experience it for a better answer. It's interesting. I mean, it adds a nice little thing. It doesn't do anything to the lighting because that fast they come right back up. It's not like how before, they upgraded lights at the Palestra. If the lights went out, you had to wait like 20 minutes for them to come out to full power. So,
okay.
Just a curiosity.
All right. Yeah, I haven't seen it.
Something to look for.
Haven't been there, so maybe I'll get down there and
you
check
can
it
see
out.
It on the broadcast you when can. You have a chance.
Okay,
to
all right, I'll check it out. But again, like we told people, it's difficult for me during the nighttime to check these out. By the way, if you're a little curious about starters playing in the preseason, the Kansas City Chiefs are playing the Minnesota Vikings tonight in Kansas City. The Chiefs are up 14-3 in the first. Patrick Mahomes is playing 8 of 9. 117 yards, 2 touchdown passes tonight for Patrick Mahomes. He has hit Tyreek Hill for a score. Travis Kelce is also playing. And Blake Bell with the other touchdown. DeMarcus Robinson, Jerick McKinnon. These are guys that are playing. On the other side, Kirk Cousins started for the Minnesota Vikings. 4 for 6, 52 yards. While he hasn't been doing much, he is, in fact, playing. I don't see anything, Justin Jefferson or anybody like that. Chad Beebe is out there, Amir Abdullah, but they're still trying to, especially with Amir Abdullah, he's new to the Vikings this season. Chad Beebe is out there. Xavier Woods is playing defensively for the Minnesota defense. He is out there. On the other side, defensively, I mean, guys are playing. So, again, their situation, their coach, their team, they know what they want. They are playing tonight, Patrick Mahomes and Kirk Cousins, just for the fun of it. The Detroit Lions and the Indianapolis Colts, neither of their starters played tonight at the quarterback position. So if you were wondering if Carson Wentz got some snaps tonight, he did not. How about Jared Goff? Also, did not. And both the 1 and 2 draft selections of the 2016 draft both traded this offseason, facing off tonight without them actually playing in this game. Colts at Lions. Lions up 14-9. So Eason and Ehlinger got the snaps for the Indianapolis Colts. Tim Boyle and David Blah. I don't even know David Blah for the Detroit Lions. And but yeah, they no starters there tonight. So look, this is what the NFL is. Some are going to play, some not. And right now, in this case, for the Philadelphia Eagles, no Jalen Hurts. But it hasn't been a problem against the Jets if you were looking for a win, because they are up right now 14-7. Joe Flacco has looked just fine out there with the rest of the offense, as they are leading right now 14-7 over the New York Jets at this time. But it's not necessarily about the wins or the loss. It's about snaps and just getting some reps and repetitions in game underneath your belt before the start of the season, September 12th, against the Atlanta Falcons. They are now out there again, the Eagles, for their third possession of this game, and they are getting this one with 13 and some change left on the clock for the Philadelphia Eagles against the Giants. So let's see if they can capitalize again and get some points. And, ooh, Greg Ward, normally sure-handed, great pass from Joe Flacco over the top of the defense where he sat down, he found the spot. It would have been a big gain. Greg Ward dropped it. He doesn't drop stuff. He doesn't drop things. So that was a bit of a surprise. Once I saw who dropped it, when I saw the 4, I thought it was, oh, Kenneth Gainwell, you just made a good play. Now you go down and you have an opportunity to make another good play and you drop it. No, that was Greg Ward. Normally shorthanded Greg Ward for the Philadelphia Eagles. So good play from Flacco. Good pocket protection. Offensive line did their part. And Greg Ward found a spot. He found an open spot to get open. He just dropped the pass.
And meanwhile, on the other side of the glass, JT Realmuto put a nice rope up the third base line. He's sitting on second base.
Okay, nice. All right. And then Joe Flacco in the next possession, second down, he gets sacked. So now you have third long for the Eagles. So that drop is it was important for this drive at this point, because the play call changes different, a little different than maybe what they wanted to do. If that would have happened, they would have had something else where they would have possibly run the football a little bit and picked up some short yards. They would have been in territory, Jets territory, where they could have done a little bit differently with the play call overall. Nick Sirianni as the offensive coordinator for this football team. So that's how things turned. You know how it goes. Now 3rd and 17, one thing can change the other. And just like it changed for the Jets, where the Jets had a penalty and then led to an Eagle score, a big drop led to sack, the quarterback being sacked. Now it's long, and they come up short, and they're going to have to punt on this particular possession. So 610-632-0975, your observations so far for the Eagles against the Jets in this game. Just your thoughts in general on what you're seeing from the Eagles tonight against this New York Jets football team. How things are playing out so far, up 14-7 in the second quarter. Missed opportunity. Again, it happens, but Greg Ward will normally catch. He'll catch those 9 times out of 10, so I'm not really worried about him dropping that pass. It was just a little curious to see him, you know, drop that ball and not continue to catch that one. So Reggie also checks in and says, I'm not a Phillies fan, but I will be glad when the Phillies season is over so we can stop talking about the trash baseball team that's not making the playoffs. Yeah, Reg, well, we will still be talking about it simply because when we get to the offseason, we're going to talk about them in the offseason on how they need to improve, what they need to do to fix the baseball team, the manager's job security. Are they in a position where they're going to have to make some significant changes with some of the people with big contracts, things like that? It's not going to stop, Reg. While we may not talk about them as much as we do now, we will, in fact, still be talking about the Philadelphia Phillies when the season is over, just like we do with any other team, because we have to. That's just how it goes. It's just how it goes. So, Reg, I hear you. You're not a Phillies fan. That's a shame. You should be a Phillies fan. But that being said, we will continue to talk about the Phillies. Devon Givens with you until 10 o'clock here tonight on 97.5 The Fanatic, 610-632-0975. one of the things that struck me earlier when it came to the Eagles, and I saw Mike Garofolo of the NFL Network and NFL.com put it out there. So we found out very early, and we already knew it, but we found out very early that the Eagles weren't going to play their starters. Nick Sirianni wasn't going to play the starters tonight against the Jets. Here was the layout of how he tweeted it out as to why they weren't going to play tonight. The Eagles wrap up the preseason tonight against the Jets, and based on what I'm hearing, they will once again rest most, if not all, of their starters. They had some hot, humid, physical joint practices this week, and it sounds like they're happy with the work they got there. So that was Mike Garafolo earlier today ahead of this game. And we understood that at this point. So seeing what they did in the joint practices, and it was satisfactory enough for the coaching staff to feel like we don't need to put them out there in the game. Now, look, Jalen Reagor had a pass early. He had a catch. Maybe that was his only series. I think that was his only series, and he was done for the rest of the night. Okay, cool. I think. And if that's the case, then, you know, look, once again, this is just something that is a different type of preseason, for this football team with the decisions that they have to make. But the reason why we're so into it and why we're so interested in how things are going to play out because of the new quarterback, because of the new head coach and how he's going to do things, we were very interested in seeing how things would play out for this football team with the coaching staff and all. And once again, that just brings on all the eyes and the criticism, if it's warranted, in week one after the Atlanta Falcons game based on how the whole thing plays out. The other part of it, which we don't know, we have no idea, and we have not gotten any type of indication otherwise, and it's simply this: how much of it has to do with the front office? And when I mean the front office, I think many know what I mean. Howie Roseman stepping in and talking and telling Nick Sirianni what he wants as far as the roster goes. If that's the case, it's unfortunate. It's not something that you want to hear. It was thought that that would be a possibility where Nick Sirianni is going to come in, Howie Roseman, Jeffrey Lurie going to call a lot of the shots. With them calling a lot of the shots, he is not going to be able to make his own decisions. You are going to see a situation where they're going to be calling the shots, pressing the buttons, making the decisions on the final roster, the 53, and the game day roster in general. So the 53 when it comes to the end of the preseason and who should be on the team. And then on game days, who is going to dress, who will not dress. This is something that, look, folks, we've talked about it. We continue to talk about it. But it's still out there in the atmosphere that this is something that could potentially be happening with the front office telling the coaching staff what they want done. And I know we all feel the same way. We feel very similarly here that we don't want that to happen. We don't want that to be the case. I don't want Howie Roseman telling Nick Sirianni what to do with his roster, with his team. I don't want that at all. What I want is, I want to see Nick Sirianni as a first-year head coach come in, make the right choices, pick the right players. Not just the wide receivers, where he was a wide receiver coach, played wide receiver, and when he played football, but all of it. That's why he's the head coach, to make these decisions and go from there and evaluating the football team. And that's best for everyone, including the general manager, to evaluate them to see how he put the team together and saying, you know what, we have something here. He can recognize talent and how to best utilize that talent on game days when we are out there trying to win games and eventually becoming again a division winner, a conference winner, and eventually, once again, a Super Bowl champion. So if they're in there once again putting their hands in everything, look, he is the boss. But the boss is also supposed to trust who he has working underneath him to do the job at a more than satisfactory level. And if he's so young and we don't know what he can do, I would like to be able to allow him to do these things so we can evaluate him the right way and then make the right decisions on if he is good enough to do exactly what we're talking about in putting this team together and evaluating the talent in general. I don't want Howie Roseman, again, rummaging through the cupboard here and the cabinets in the kitchen and in the fridge and trying to do it. No, let that man work. Let that man put all the ingredients that he needs to put out there together to put the right team and coach things the right way so he doesn't feel like he's sweating and always looking over his shoulder. You're already looking over the shoulder as a young coach in the NFL anyway. Jobs can be lost. There are only 30 of these jobs. They can be taken, right? 32 of these jobs. They can be taken. You can lose it just like that. I want to evaluate this man, and I want them to evaluate it fairly, letting him keep his job, do his job, and win over the front office, the players, most importantly, and the ownership, obviously, with Jeffrey Lurie. So I hope he's not doing that. I hope he's not in the way. I hope he's allowing him to do his part. I do. As far as the Phillies go, after the two-run home run for Bryce Harper and the double following from JT Realmuto, eventually got the third, but did not get the run in. The Phillies, Brad Miller could not get him in. Now this is what we're talking about with Aaron Nola. Can he gets this run support. Only two runs, but hey, aces only need one.
You only need one, yeah.
You have two. You have five more innings to continue to pitch the way that you have been pitching and come out of this game with a victory, a win for you, and a win for this baseball team because you got the early run support. Maybe they'll tack on some insurance later on and help you out. But right now, keep dealing. Keep doing what we've seen so far. Five strikeouts, one hit work from Aaron Nola tonight. And walk away with the W here against the Arizona Diamondbacks. Remember, the over-under that we talked about on the DraftKings Sportsbook app was 7.5 for his strikeouts tonight. You're three away from getting that done because he's already sitting on five and only 55 pitches through these four innings so far. Now, he's not out of the water yet because he's the only one out in this top of the fourth for the Phillies. But 55, I'm sure it's nice and warm out there, but with the 55... and the fact that he is already dealing, if you will, he's in a comfort level. I would expect that he gets a few more of these strikeouts, and hopefully he can get out of these innings, 1, 2, 3, not working the count too much, where he has to pitch and put so much work on his arm, and you can get him out of the game in the ninth inning, close it out, simple, work done. Your starter takes you through the full eight, gets you to the ninth, and the bullpen does their job to closer. Gets the save and closes this game out overall. So that's what I hope to see from here on out with Aaron Nola against this Arizona Diamondbacks team.
Well, like you said, this at-bat right now, he's up to eight pitches on a 2-2 count. This is a battle.
It is.
This is a good battle.
And they're doing it the right way.
And exactly. But the two-strike count is the one thing that Nola's been having problems with. Put that person away. And the next one comes up, and that's also fouled off. So it's one thing that if you can't get the batter because you're in the middle of something like this, but it's another thing when you have a 1-2, a 2-2 count, and you just can't deliver. Just you, all of a sudden, your accuracy is not really jiving too well. So, but these 8-9 pitches at bats, you don't want too many of them. Because then as this game progresses and we're only top four and he gets another foul. So
yeah,
you don't want this to go on forever.
No, you don't want it to go on forever. And look, the batter is doing his job. He's working it and he's making him work. He's making him use his extra pitches and all. And we don't believe that Aaron Nola is on a pitch count. But at some point, Joe Girardi will have to look at it and the pitching coach will also have to look at it and say, okay, He's just not on it right now. We are at a certain number where we just have to move on from it. We'll update you on that. We'll update you on what's happening with the Philadelphia Eagles against the Jets. They are still up 14-7 right now. We'll give you an update when we get back. The 9 o'clock hour is upcoming. 610-632-0975. If you do want to talk about what you've seen thus far through the games with the Eagles and the Phillies, we're here until 10. 9:45, The Leftovers with Dan Fritz and Fatale Zuli. Once again, 610-632-0975. I'm Devon Gibbons on this Football Friday, 97.5 The Fanatic.
97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
97.5 The Fanatic.
901-97.5 The Fanatic on this Football Friday. Welcome back. Devon Gibbons with you. 610-632-0975. As we get into this this final hour of the show. Let me tell you about the Fanatic Deal of the Week, though. Got to tell you about the Fanatic Deal of the Week. It is, we've been telling you all week, we hope you've taken advantage of it, but if you haven't, now's your time. It's wrapping up soon. Celebrate Oktoberfest at Maurice Piers with the Fanatics Deal of the Week. Get 2 1-day ride passes good for any weekend during Maurice Piers Oktoberfest for just $45. Oktoberfest runs from September 17th through October 10th. That's unlimited amusement rides and full access to live entertainment. The famous Beer Garden, Kids Root Beer Garden, Activity Area, and more. Get this exclusive deal now through Sunday at 975thefanatic.com. Keyword deal, hurry, supplies are limited. And I keep telling you, when we talk about this, we can go there together, but I'm going to the Root Beer Garden. Now, I'm not a kid. I just don't drink. So,
nothing wrong with that.
Yeah, just give me the big glass, give me the big cup, whatever you got.
Which is your favorite root beer?
Probably A&W. Yeah, probably A&W. Yeah, pretty sure. Yeah, that's the one I typically buy. I mean, Barks is okay.
Now, do you have like a Stewart's drive-in root beer near you?
No, but I know you do see them in the stores, so. But I'll generally go with the A&W before I go with that one. The one thing I love about the Stewart's is the glass bottle.
Yep,
that's
there you
the
go.
Cool part. It's the glass bottle. But when in terms of which one I like the most, it's definitely A&W. Yep.
Fair enough.
Are you a Stewart's beer root beer drinker?
Yes, I am. But I also like the orange cream.
I like the orange cream.
There's a couple of drive-ins, and my mother loves to go. To there at least, once a year. I figure once this heat and humidity settles, I'll take her out. A little early birthday presents, not until October, but the place is always closed up, by the time the fall rolls around. But I think they have this one float. I think it's called like a Mad Cow or something. Oh, it is to die for.
Mm-hmm.
So, but I mean, root beer, give it to me in a glass bottle. I'll stay with you. I'll buy the first two rounds.
All right, I like that. The orange sickle thing, not my thing. I'm not a creamsicle person. So when it comes to the popsicles or whatever, all that stuff, I don't do that either. So nah. So I just can't get down with it. And I've tried it, and I've early on when I was younger, I got fooled by it. I thought it was just the orange soda. So I'm like, oh, all right, cool. You get the orange soda all the time anyway. The Franks from around the way in the neighborhood. Go to the corner store, get the Franks back in the day. Later on, Welch's and what's the other one right now? Well, it used to be like, was it Sunkist? Welch's, and there's another one, isn't it, right now? I think there's one right now. I don't know. But anyway, you know what I'm talking about. The orange soda. Oh, man. I'm trying to think of the name right now. I don't know. I can't think. Dame looking at me like I'm crazy trying to figure it out. I don't know. I can't figure it out. But anyway, yeah, I'm just not a creamsicle person. It's not my thing. I don't like it. I don't get down with the creamsicle stuff. So 610-632-0975. One of the things that I did want to bring up was this Kendrick Perkins now jumping in on the Nerlens Noel situation. You know I'm not a Kendrick Perkins fan. In this business, you have to talk a lot, sometimes too much. He butts into everything. So you all know the Nerlens Noel story. He's suing Rich Paul. I'm on Nerlens' side because there's no way he was turning down 4 years, $70 million, where he hasn't been a star in his league. He's a role player, but a good defender as a starting center. Turns down to 470. We know since then he has not been able to recoup that money. Good for him to get the three-year deal that he just locked in with the New York Knicks. It's not going to make up for losing 70. Suing Rich Paul, stories are all out there. I actually believe Nerlens Noel on this one. So Kendrick Perkins decides a couple of hours ago to jump in and say Nerlens Noel needs to tell the truth about the situation with Rich Paul and make Happy Walters take that key out his back. Carry on. Happy Walters used to be Nerlens' agent. Even when he was here, he was Nerlens' agent coming out of Kentucky. Kendrick Perkins is, as we've known, since he has a relationship with LeBron James, Rich Paul, all those guys, playing with Cleveland, knows those guys. I would expect him to side with anything that happens to do with LRMR, with that group from LeBron, Mims, Carter, and Rich Paul. Nerlens Noel bit back, and I'm glad he did. Called him a clown. I'm glad he called him a clown. I'm glad he did. Because now, I think this might be from Jake in Bleacher Report. I have to check and make sure 100%. But some other stuff came out from Bleacher Report where the lawsuit claims Rich Paul never informed Nerlens Noel of Philadelphia's interest in bringing him back, that he later only heard the intel from Coach Brett Brown, who said Philly's front office was unable to reach Paul. First of all, you shouldn't be unable to reach Rich Paul because that's Ben Simmons' agent. All right. Follows on. Keep going. 76ers and the team coaching staff in particular were indeed interested in Noel before Philadelphia ultimately shifted its pricier sights on Al Horford, sources confirmed to Bleacher Report. It continues. Noel goes on to allege that the Clippers and Rockets also attempted to contact Paul that same offseason, also to no avail. League sources confirmed this detail to Bleacher Report as well. Quote, Nerlens was always somebody we really liked in Houston and definitely tried to get in touch with, one former Rockets official said. But my understanding is it never got very far. Adam Silver is going to want this to be quiet very quickly. So when we talked to Elbow Shaferi about it, Brian from Plymouth Meeting a little bit earlier in the week when this came out, Tyler and I spoke about it. Curious to your thoughts, Dan, and others out there, even though I know this is a little off topic, but I wanted to say this because, you know, I can't stand Kendrick Perkins. This also changes things how that offseason went for the Sixers, because maybe they didn't have to spend as much as they did on Al Horford. So if Nerlens was going to be the primary backup, the Sixers may have been able to do some other things with their roster. I don't know if the Butler thing would have changed and Tobias Harris and all that, but the money could have been allocated differently to another starter potentially where it wasn't Horford on that four-year, $90 million contract that he signed. They probably could have done something a little bit differently to put that team together that would have ultimately worked. Nerlens would have been just a nice backup. It would have worked out just fine. All is good. All is good for the Sixers. Unfortunately, it did not happen for him, where now he's going to have a lawsuit against Rich Paul. Rockets, apparently an official here. They're not going to let this get very far, I don't think. I don't think.
Nah,
I'm on Nerlens' side here.
Yeah, I'm definitely on Nerlens' side on this one. I smell something, and it doesn't smell too good, but I can't really say what it is over the airwaves here. But why would you tell somebody to turn that down without having, hey, turn this down,
we
may have this
million.
Over here.
Yeah, he told him, we're going to make you $100 million. You saw what happens with, what we got for Rich Paul.
No. Which organization was going to drop?
Yeah, wasn't sure, but they were using the Kentavious Caldwell-Pope contract, also one of their clients, and a second one, I can't remember, that they got him paid, and they threw that at him saying, we're going to get you a similar deal. Don't take this 70.
Here's where I start smelling something.
Come on, man. Come on.
So you got some swampland in Florida?
Come on.
Maybe a bridge?
Yeah.
New York somewhere?
Come on. Orange Slice. Lou sends us. And maybe that was it. Sunkiss, Slice, Frank's, of course. Frank's was the best.
Yeah.
And maybe it was Orange Slice. Appreciate it, y'all. 610-632-0975.
That is good today, by the way.
What was that?
Is it called Fanta or something?
Oh, Fanta.
Fanta.
That's the
Fanta.
There you go. Yep,
I get that regularly.
That
I love the pineapple.
That is the it's actually pretty good. Actually,
I go to
Strawberry, actually.
Haven't had.
Oh, it's number one. Let's go to D in Uptown next on the Fanatic. What's up, D?
Hey, what's going on here?
What's up, man?
Hey, actually, just wanted to talk a little about the Eagles. I guess my big thing is I'm kind of disappointed that we didn't see a little bit more of the starters. I don't understand why. That's probably my big thing. And then I actually wanted to point out, like, it's the start of high school football season. We had a couple of teams, some of our major teams out here playing, they start week zero. And just wanted to point it out.
Yeah, and because we even mentioned it a little bit, D, that some of the others, like I was pointing out the Kansas City score. Kansas City was playing Minnesota, and Pat Mahomes was playing. Pat Mahomes had two touchdowns. He had a couple of series. He had some good numbers. He was playing. And look, I wanted to see more in general from them during this preseason. But the way things have played out, I was like, you know what? It is what it is. I'm cool with them not playing. But you better be ready when the season starts, because when the season starts, you are going to get destroyed if this thing doesn't look right when you're out there on the field.
Hey, I don't think we're going to look that great. That's just me personally. I don't see it happening.
No, it's fair. And look, they just scored J.J. Arcega-Whiteside with the touchdown. How about that? J.J. Arcega-Whiteside with a 40-plus yard touchdown in the right sideline. And he,
I hate to say it, he's probably going to make this team, and I'm going to be cheated.
Wow. How many wide receivers do you think they're going to have?
I think they keep 5 or 6.
All right, so real fast, it is Rager, Smith, Watkins, Ward. Then it's between Hightower, Arcega-Whiteside,
and Fulgham.
And Fulgham. And Fulgham hasn't done anything, by the way.
And Fulgham's had a horrible.
So that's seven. So that's seven. Who's out?
I think Fulgham might be out.
Ooh.
18.2. I might be out.
All right. So, all right. Cool, man. Well, listen.
I hate to say it.
Well, we'll see, man. Well, listen, have a good night, man. It sounds like you're real busy, man. What's going on out there? What didn't you invite me to?
Hey, young man, like I said, it's the third high school football.
Are you at a high school game?
I'm at a high school
game. What game are you at?
Right now I'm at Shoham versus Abington.
Oh, nice. What's the score?
Looking now, it is 19-7 Abington on top.
All right.
With 3 minutes left in the fourth.
All right. Well, the game's almost over. Well listen, man. Over. It's good to have high school football back, crowds back out there safely, we hope. And that's good to hear and good to see, of course, for you being out there. D, we'll talk to you, man. Have a great weekend.
Yeah. You too, man.
Thanks, man. Appreciate it. Have a great rest of your night. Oh, man, it's pretty good.
Was he at a game in a game?
No.
Because he said something. Did he, like, call it a substitution or a play? I couldn't quite make out what he said.
Yeah, I heard.
I thought I heard something like 18-22.
18.2 or something. I don't know. But
because if he was coaching, that'd have been awesome.
That he was coaching while he was calling? That was dope. Yeah. Yeah, we should have asked him that. Was he coaching?
That's what I thought you were going. You're like, hey, man, what did you invite us to?
Yeah, I could be a coach. Be a nice assistant coach. All right. Yeah, I appreciate it.
You ever done any coaching before?
Just summer stuff, basketball. Yeah, it's just some summer stuff.
Just some street hockey stuff, goalkeeping.
Around the neighborhood, yeah.
It's fun trying to teach kids that you have all this protection on. You are okay.
You're safe. Yeah.
Short of me rolling a cannon up here, you're okay.
Scott says, LOL, out here talking about orange soda, and now he can only think of Keenan and Kel. Thanks for that, boys.
You're welcome.
And that's from Keenan and Kel back in the day.
Yeah.
Yeah. Used to watch that, you know. My daughter, she used to watch Keenan. My brother, my sister used to watch it, too. My daughter caught it later, but absolutely watched Keenan and Kel. Kel loves the orange soda, so there you go. Also, Red says, I should be a Phillies fan. Why? LOL. My grandfather was as Philly a fan and left, and the Dodgers and Giants left to go to the West Coast. After that, my granddad became a Yankee fan. Grandfather and my dad said the Phillies should have left and the A's should have stayed. Well, a lot of people said that the wrong team left. All right, I get that. But still, You can root for the Phillies. I get following in the parents' footsteps or the grandparents' footsteps, but you can also pick your own team. You can also
nothing wrong with that.
Also root for the home team. What happened when they were good from 2007 through 2012 when they were, after we found out with them winning in 2008, that they were actually a contender, an actual contender, year after year after year? Reg, what happened? What were you doing? Were you rooting against them? I'm sure as a Yankee fan, if you're a Yankee fan, that you rooted for the Yankees against the Phillies in the 2009 World Series. All right, I get it. I don't agree with it, but I would imagine that that's what you were doing when they were playing in the World Series. I certainly wasn't. I wasn't. I just can't, I just don't go with that logic. My grandmother, she was an A's fan. They left. She loves the Phillies. She liked the Giants because she liked certain players that were there. She follows them from afar. Same thing with the Dodgers, right? But she's a Phillies fan, number one. All right, Aaron Nola. Still pitching a shutout right now.
One hit
five. Still through five. Seven strikeouts, so he's one more away from the bet that we were saying that you should place on the DraftKings Sportsbook app earlier, 7.5.
I thought you said stay away from that one.
No, Brian said stay away from it because he thought it was going to be too humid.
Okay.
On the DraftKings Sportsbook app, he said it would be too humid. Aaron Nola probably only make it through five, and we said we hope. That was going the other way. But 7.5 right now, that was looking pretty good if you made that bet earlier before the game with the 7.5 for Aaron Nola as far as the strikeouts go. And as far as Rich Paul and Kendrick, I just saw a funny one too. I'll let you know what it was. It says, Lou Seth 84 says, is Rich Paul really talented or is he just a guy that rode LeBron's coattails to success? I don't know. I am genuinely asking. Don't know much about Rich Paul in the story other than he is LeBron's friend. No. They are friends, but he had to work to become the agent that he ultimately is. And he's a power agent right now. And he has his hands in a lot of basketball stuff. He is really good, Lou. So, yes, LeBron helped him to get to a point to be respected. He ultimately earned that respect by working, doing the legwork and going to the classes and doing all the studying that he needed to do to become an agent for it to be official, starting up the agency, and then gaining the trust of the players and all and their families. And he's done a really, really good job. This one, though, and look, I've said it before, Rich Paul has always been good to me since the first time we met. When we see each other at Sixer games, still very respectful, all that stuff. Talk about whatever we need to talk about. I'm still waiting to get him on the air. But I'm certain he won't come on the air right now, talk about Ben Simmons. He won't do that for me now. But, he's done a nice job. But on this one, I think I believe Nerlens on this one. Rich Paul was wrong for how that whole thing played out. We don't know what Rich Paul said to Nerlens, and Nerlens saying, okay, I agree with it. But it, as Dan said, it smells a little bit. I think it smells a lot. I'm with Nerlens on this one. And when I was saying I saw something funny, it was someone had a check, and it said, let me pull it up really fast. Let me pull it up here really fast. Kendrick Perkins said this ridiculous stuff that he said. And I saw someone had a check where it was, let me see, scroll down really quickly here. Here it is. Clutch Sports 0306 Finals Lane. They make up this check. Cleveland, California. Pay to the order of Kendrick Perkins in the amount of $10,000. Because, you know why. Do what the friends say. Exactly. That's what I'm saying. He's going to do whatever they say because he's their friend. And that's just how it's going. All right, final segment on the other side. We'll update you on the Birds. Currently at halftime. So the score right now is 21-10? 21-something like that? So the Birds have 21. I think it's 21-10. Birds are up over the Jets right now going into halftime. And the Phillies scoreless. Aaron Nola, a one-hitter right now going for the Phillies as they are in the fifth. So we'll update you on it all. 9:45, we'll get the leftovers with Tyler, with Dan Fritz. Tyler Zuli is off. My apologies, Dan. 610-632-0975. You want to get in last minute. Before we get out of here on this Football Friday, I'm Devon Givens, 97.5 The Fanatic.
97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
97.5 The Fanatic.
Final segment, 931 97.5 The Fanatic, 610-632-0975. Devon Givens again. Dan Fritz here as well. You will have the leftovers at 9:45. What's going on with Travis Fulgham? Is my question. J.J. Arcega-Whiteside gets the score. Travis Fulgham has just been absent. What is going on with him, man? Oh, my goodness. We thought things were going to be so well for him. Joe Flacco finishes the night. He is done, or at least we think he's done for the evening. Let me look at the box score here and tell you what Joe Flacco has done so far for the Birds. He was 13 for 16. Pretty good. 188 through the air. Two touchdowns, as we know. And those two to Gainwell and J.J. Arcega-Whiteside. J.J. Arcega-Whiteside leading with two receptions for 57 yards, that 40-plus yarder. and the touchdown for the Birds, scoring again 21-10 is the advantage right now. Looks like they are going to have to punt the kick a field goal, or maybe they go for it. 4th and 19, it looks like it says right here. I don't have it on my screen, but we'll see in just a second how that goes. But it looks like he's done. Zach Berman is saying that, in assuming he's done, he finishes the preseason. Flacco, 33 of 50, 449 yards, 3 touchdowns.
Now, that's a healthy stat line.
It's pretty good.
Yeah.
And considering that he was throwing to a lot of the, the reserves, he's not going to connect on them all. They're going to drop Greg Ward, who you don't expect to drop. He dropped one. All right. Jeff McClain says the following Eagles who played in the first half no longer have pads on: Rager, Quez Watkins, Boston Scott, Milton Williams, and Jack Driscoll. So they are fine. They are clearly on the team. So no worries there for them. Looks like that might be it for those guys. So yeah, so there you go. 610-632-0975. Let's keep it going on the phones. Again, 9:45, Dan Fritz with the leftovers here tonight on the Fanatic. So let's go to Tony in South Philly checking in with us. What's up, Tone?
What's up, man?
What's going on?
All right. Same old stuff. Just listen to the Eagles game. You know, I thought they played well. You know, they lead in the game, so they halfway played well. But everybody don't know what Sirianni's doing. You know, that first game, he plays an old guy from his division. Arthur Blank played with Tennessee.
He's talking about Arthur Smith.
Yeah, Arthur Smith, I'm sorry.
Mm-hmm.
I was thinking of the owner.
No, all good. Yeah. All good.
Yeah, so I think he really don't want to let, you know, because he kind of knows him anyway. So he probably don't want to let him to know anything.
Yeah, well, you know, two offensive guys, they both understand how they work. So it's going to be a good chess match now. It's going to be up to Jonathan Gannon to slow down Smith and whoever the defensive coordinator is for Atlanta to also slow down what Nick Sirianni is going to do offensively. So it's going to be a nice little chess match there when things get going on the 12th of September.
Right. Do you know who Atlanta's running back is? Because you know they're going to want to run the ball now.
Atlanta? Mike Smith? Yeah.
Oh, Mike Davis.
I'm sorry, Mike Davis. I'm thinking of Arthur Smith. Mike Davis is going to be the running back there.
Oh, okay.
Yep.
Yeah.
What do you think about him?
Oh, I always liked him. He's a beast when he first came out.
Yeah. I mean, look, he's been in the league for like, what, 6-7 years now? Mike Davis. He actually hasn't played in the preseason yet. So similar strategy that the Atlanta Falcons have put together as well. Ryan hasn't played. Calvin Ridley hasn't played. Mike Davis hasn't played. Yep.
Yeah. Hey, I heard you don't like creamsicles.
I don't.
Get out of here.
Yeah.
Well, I thought you were strange all around when you said you don't like eggs.
Yeah, I don't like eggs.
But I understand that.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know?
No eggs, no creamsicles.
Yeah.
Yeah. Man, you can run down a whole list of stuff, and I'll be like, nope, because no.
Yeah, well, I understand that because I love creamsicles, but I'm also pleasantly plump, too.
Oh, that's okay. That's okay. You enjoy a nice meal, and that's all right. As long as you're healthy and enjoying that food and living your life, Tone, you know I love it, man. Thanks for the call, as always. Really appreciate it.
All right, man.
Have a good weekend. You too. Take it easy, man. Have a good night. And, I don't like it. You didn't know I didn't like eggs?
At first, I didn't know what you said.
Oh, okay.
That's why I gave you the look.
Okay.
But then when you clarified
like
for
a
eggs.
Dumb thing?
Button?
That's what you thought?
A little bit. I mean, I wasn't reaching for it, but
okay.
I was starting to get a little scared.
No, I don't like eggs.
Okay, why not, if I may ask?
I just don't like the taste. I used to eat them as a kid.
Fair.
Mom would make them. I eat them. I even made, from time to time when you're on the move, like a sandwich. You toast with the jelly, put the eggs on there so you can keep all of it together and move and get out of the house, don't be late to school. At a certain age when I was younger, when I didn't have to eat them anymore because I just didn't like them. And I haven't had them. I don't like them, Dan Fritz.
Fair enough. But just ironically today, I stopped at the local diner and had the Eggs Benedict, of which was very well. The hollandaise sauce was spot on. And
I'm glad you enjoyed it.
It was definitely a good thing. I mean, now myself, I can do eggs scrambled over easy, all kinds, omelets. So I am one with the egg.
I'm glad you enjoyed it. All right, well, we just saw Aaron Nola give up a triple down the...
And your Christ show.
Pretty much on point with what Brian said. Got out of, got through the fifth inning into the sixth, and there it is. It's happening. So is he pulling him out, or is he just going to talk to him, make sure he's good? I don't know, but now the score is 2-1. So Brian from Plymouth Meeting, Elbow Shaferi, was pretty much on point with this one. I said, let's see if he can give him another outing like he did against the Padres, go through eight, and he is coming out of the game. Okay, he's coming out of the game. So, all right, he's coming out of the game, and now they're bringing in, I cannot see who.
Connor Brogdon.
All right, let's see if he can get out of this inning. But that's what it is. How about this one? Before you get to your leftovers in about 6 minutes, I just saw this. Benjamin Ahmed, 12 years of age. This 12-year-old coder is set to earn over $400,000 after about 2 months of selling his NFTs. That is pretty.
I'm happy for him, but I hate him.
That is pretty good, man. That is pretty good. Oh, man.
Always say, it does not hurt to talk to the youth. Because sometimes the youth know different ways to get around things than some of us old farts.
He's creating some data, the coding, and he's selling them. $400,000 for this 12-year-old.
12-year-old now.
After about 2 months of selling them, he's on track to earn over $400,000.
Well, when will he see that money? Because you know at 12 years old.
Well, his parents are
right.
It's
going into a trust fund or some kind of. But still, 12 years. Aye.
Yeah. Yeah. Projects that the crypto wallet will be worth over $400,000 by EOM. But, quote, I plan to keep all my ETH and not convert it to fiat money. It might be early proof that maybe everyone doesn't need a bank and just has an ETH address in a wallet.
You may want to keep an eye on that.
Yeah, we got to watch this kid.
Because with banking being what it is today, you may want to keep an eye on that.
That's pretty good. Man, that is pretty good. Jeez. Man, we need to connect with him. Benjamin. All right, good for him, though. $400,000, 2 months? 2 months.
When he's 17, he's going to be rolling past us in a Lamborghini?
2 months. He might not. He might just like
or fly past us in like a space shuttle,
regular old car, no big deal. Send him to my people at Grace Auto Group so he can get a nice vehicle.
There you go.
Yes, man.
But what if you saw him rolling up with a smart car?
I wouldn't be surprised.
I'd have to have a little talk with the little boy.
I wouldn't be surprised.
Now show up in a nice sized sedan, Chevy Malibu comes to mind.
I wouldn't be surprised if he did.
But if he rolled up in a smart car, I'd be like, okay, they're saving money, and then there's riding around in this lunchbox.
I wouldn't be surprised if he did any of those things. Good for that kid, man.
Hey, good for him.
Good for him. Good for him. One more, and then we'll get to your leftovers. If you're a fan of a team, stay with your team. This is America. I can root for who I want. If I was to follow my own path, it wouldn't be the Phillies I would pick. That's like saying I'm only allowed to date women from Philly and I can't date women from outside of Philly. This is Reggie continuing the conversation we were having about him rooting for non-Philadelphia teams. So that's what Reggie said.
And look at it this way. As long as you're not just, for lack of a better phrase, and Reggie, don't hear this the wrong way.
No,
as long as you're not like front running. There's a reason why you follow whatever team. I can give that. Give me a logical reason. It could be something with a player, as you said before. It could be something about the team. You know, people kind of pick on me a little bit as far as soccer goes, and I'm going to slightly show my hand for some of the leftovers. I follow Manchester United. Why? Because they were the first professional team that I saw at Giant Stadium. Fell in love with the team, started following it, started learning about it. Could probably rattle a good number of history sitting right here right now, but we don't have that kind of time.
Well, you know, more information than I would know when it comes to Manchester United. Always good conversations with Reggie. We disagree a lot. But always good talk.
But a good conversation.
Always good talk with Reg. S. Bartender says any parent who's 12-year-old makes $400,000 in 2 months should just let him roll.
Let him go.
Let him roll.
Encourage the man. Is there anything else you want to learn? Any classes you want to take? Go.
Let him roll. Score is now 2-2. Fly out was sack fly out to, what was that, center? But the runner was on third again. Score is now tied at 2. Phillies Diamondbacks, they better not lose this game. Let me tell you about the Fanatic Fan Fest 2021. 97.5 The Fanatics Fan Fest is back Saturday, September 18th at Xfinity Live. Fan Fest 2021 is a free event, but you will need a ticket to attend. You don't want to miss Charlie Manuel. Charlie Manuel, special VIP guest this year, courtesy of the friends at Landis Block. 30-foot rock wall and a 100-foot obstacle course. A mechanical shark that you can ride courtesy of Betty's Bounces. I'm not doing it, but you can.
And you can.
You can get out there and do those things. How about this? Let me tell you about the after party that's going on at FanFest. FanFest after party will be at Live Casino and Hotel Philadelphia. There will be a live entertainment situation going on there with food and drink specials at Sports and Social. Sports and Social has a 52-foot LED display, 24 TVs, a FanDuel sportsbook and lounge, and more. Plus, you can enter to win one of 25 Samsung 75-inch HD TVs. Sign up now for live rewards and get your choice of free play, food credits, or merch. Play all night, stay the night at Live Hotel. Over 200 luxury rooms with 5-star accommodations. And since it is on the 18th, that will be the night before the home opener for the Birds Week 2 against the San Francisco 49ers. So if you had a blast hanging out with us at the Fanatic Fan Fest on the 18th at Xfinity Live, just go over to Live. Hang out there, get a room, relax. You don't have far to go. You can go out there the next morning, put your bags in the car, go check out with your friends over there at the tailgating opportunities that's going on. Party time. Party time. Carries from Saturday to Sunday. Dan, what's the rest?
And the rest is the FanFest 2021 is presented by FanDuel Sportsbook and Live Casino and Hotel Philadelphia, the official hotel partner and after party of 97.5 The Fanatics FanFest 2021.
And you must be 21 to enter FanFest. And don't forget, it is a free event, but you will need a ticket to attend. All right, it's 9:46. Let's get ready to hand things off to Dan Fritz here as he has the Friday night and the final week leftovers for Dan Fritz and for Tyler Zuli tonight. Play that music. And let's get things rolling with the leftovers that you have for us tonight on this Friday night. Let's make it a good one.
All right. I think it's going to be pretty good for you. First off, we're going to start with the NFL. Jadeveon Clowney. Remember there was a time.
Where is he right now?
I do believe he is in Cleveland.
I think he's in Cleveland.
Remember when we thought he was just the baddest man in the world? Well, right now, his mouth is getting him in more trouble than what you can think of. He has made a comment referencing offensive linemen, specifically guards. They're not real athletes down there. For somebody, even at a smaller level of high school, I can tell you right now, being a guard, being any kind of an offensive lineman, please. And naturally, the Twitterverse just had a blast with that comment and blowing him up over it. But I happen to know of a few plays where he's tried to come through the line and a guard shut him down.
It's a stupid comment. Guards are absolutely athletes. To be that size, to be able to move, to be able to kick out, get into that second level, run, move, put the bodies on the other's shift, change direction, do all those things that they have to do. The kickouts on certain blocking assignments where they have to move and run and get to certain spots after being on the ground with your hand in the dirt because you have to be in your offensive stance on the offensive line. Such a stupid comment by someone who is not a superstar player in this league and just needs to go out there and play. He's on like his fourth team now?
Fourth team.
At this time? Come on, Jadeveon Clowney, do better.
You got to give him a break. Okay, I kind of tip my hand towards the next story, and that we're going to go into the world of English Premier League, and an old friend is coming back to Manchester. Although some would have had you think Manchester City. Excuse me. But Manchester United has announced that Cristiano Ronaldo will be returning to the Theater of Dreams, also known as Old Trafford, for a fee of $20 million. Couldn't get as far as how long the deal would go. I think it might be for a two-year deal. But it was ironic because initially he was slated to go to Manchester City. In English Premier League, Manchester City, Manchester United, crosstown rivals. The equivalent of, hey, I'm going to go play in Dallas, but now I want to play in Philadelphia.
Well,
there's a little more to it that wasn't reported.
And we thought it was going to happen. What was it, like a buyout fee of like $28 million for him to go there? And when we were talking about it last night, he's like, man, he's, you know, so much money to do all this. Listen, he's still getting paid. Sure, he doesn't mind where he is as long as he's getting his money. We just talked about him being, a billionaire soccer player?
Oh, yeah.
And
he has made bank.
He's got a billion-dollar contract, lifetime contract with Nike. $500 million he's made from his playing contract. That's not counting the endorsements. He's just fine.
He's just fine,
I'm sure. He'll get another huge contract from someone else before he's done. What is he, 36. I was going to say 35. 36. He can still do it. What was it, 100-plus goals in the 124 games that he had
exactly,
so far?
Exactly, for Juventus.
So,
and then coming over.
He's fine. He's fine.
Personally, I think the whole decision, he may have been talking to the City at first, but I think his former manager, Sir Alex Ferguson, may have called him up and said, pretty much the effect of, son, you can't go play over in City, not when you've played at United.
Yeah.
So I wonder if that had something to do with it. And last but not least, a little shout out to every fall season athlete, high school, college, wherever you may be. You had to wait a long time, but it's good. We heard a little bit tonight, high school football game. I'm watching some Twitter as far as Penn getting out there, women's soccer at Temple, as well as everybody else. So the last part of the leftovers is for all the fall athletes. You made it. You're back out. Enjoy your day in the sun.
Well, Dan, thank you so much. Really appreciate it. I will add on to that and say it is. It's been a long time, and good for those athletes to be able to get back out there for some football. It's really cool that they were able to, you know, get out there and have a good time. So, yeah, it's fun, man. It's good. And again, it was good to hear D in Uptown at the football game, Abington and Cheltenham. And Abington, I think he said, was winning at that time. So, you know, appreciate D for letting us know and updating us on what was going on at that game, and to just have it all back. College football gets underway this weekend, so it's going to be a busy time. College football is back. That'll be first. And then you'll have the NFL following not too far behind. Good times. Good times that we're about to have when it comes to football overall. All right, that'll about do it for us tonight. Right now, the score is 2-2 in the bottom of the sixth with the Phillies at the plate. Aaron Nola is out. As far as the Birds go, I believe before we get out of here, just to update.
21-10.
Still 21-10 at this time.
In the third, 7 minutes and change.
In favor of the Philadelphia Eagles. So everybody, have a great weekend. Appreciate all the listeners, the callers, the tweeters, everybody. Busy night, we know, with both teams. Eagles and the Phillies, but we appreciate everybody for listening, even though we didn't get a lot on the phone. You know, we never worry about that. Enjoy how you enjoy it. Listening, tweeting, your involvement is always appreciated. Birds now up 24-10. Everybody have a great night. Talk to you Monday starting at 6 right here on The Fanatic. Good night.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.